Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about living life with no regrets. And yesterday I told you a story about how I just spent the last week or so at my family reunion and got to spend some time with my father, who is a man who is at peace with things, very much so. He's 82 years old. He's got terminal leukemia, and he's sort of looking at the world from a different perspective than I think he has before. But be that as it may, he has an interesting perspective and a viewpoint I don't get to hear very often. And he's one of the things that I notice about him, and he's always done this, luckily. But you know, this idea of knowing that of telling people how you feel about them. You know, as a guy, sometimes that we reserve our feelings. We don't really want to tell people how special they are to us. And time goes by, and sometimes we never get the opportunity to do it. And so, under the realization that certain people have a difficult time sharing feelings, especially men, right? I know a lot of guys that are like this. You know, I look at it and I say, okay, well, I understand, you know, putting yourself in a vulnerable place is difficult for some people. But if you leave things unsaid, you're going to have regrets down the road. So this is one of those things where you say, okay, tomorrow's never promised. You know, any one of us can walk out in the street and get run over by a car. We don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. And to have loved ones around you, not knowing how you truly feel, just because you don't want to feel vulnerable, there's no reason for that. Especially in this day and age, you know, we've evolved, especially as guys. You know, we go out there, we talk about things, and I know, you know, for many people, fathers and grandfathers, it was difficult for them to really share that. One of those things you have to make a decision for on your own. But if you're not telling people how you feel about them, you're missing out on a great opportunity. And this goes for loved ones especially, but even people at work that you work with that you really like. Do you really tell people how much you appreciate them? Do you take the time to tell them what a great job they're doing? And in life, as you run across people that do great things, do you take the opportunity to tell your friends how much they mean to you? And so I just invite you to look at all that. And if you've got people in your life that you feel like if something were to happen to you or to them tomorrow, that things would be unsaid, maybe this is an opportunity to do something about it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. And I would also ask that if you've had a discussion like this recently, drop me a line. It's joel@joelbrookman.com. Just let me know how that discussion went. Or if you're planning to, I'd love to hear that as well. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about doing the things you want to do while you're still able to do them. For today, just think about those people that are special to you in your life. Whether they're family members, whether they're coworkers, whether they're great friends, if they don't know how you feel about them and you would have a regret if something were to happen to either one of you and nothing was said, take this opportunity to do something about it.